been tough to get up for a game. And when that, you know, like you said, there's nothing to really play for. You know, it's just going out there, you know, really to have fun. You know, but I mean, I love the game of football, so I'm a competitor. And if I'm out there, I'm going to do whatever I can to help win. You know, I'm running as hard as I possibly can, trying to catch the ball, do everything right, you know, because usually if you try to downplay or you don't play up to your goal, you get hurt. So, you know, you got to go out there with your head first and try to do the best you can.
Imagine you tell people it'd be a mistake to read too much into this result.
I mean, if you got everybody's experts like they say they are, you know, they should be smart enough to understand what took place. You know, we got, you know, shot at what 20 reserves maybe out of the 22 you can have, or 18 out of 22. I mean, come on, we wanted to win this game. We wanted to go win. I think everybody would have been activated and we were winning and played, you know, like we're capable of playing. You know, everybody would have been playing. Kerry would have played the whole game. CJ would have been activated and everything. But, you know, we're trying to get some guys healthy and, you know, rest them up. You know, this is a big game for us. We want to win through the playoffs. This game has no meaning to it.
How are you, Doug, just all week of practice being sick?
I'm good. You know, I just wanted to get out there and run around. You know, I haven't practiced all week, like you said. I wanted to, you know, get some of the stuff out of me, try to sweat it out. You know, I feel a lot better now. I'm ready to go all next week.
Good to see you. Lendale, there's always the school of thought that, you know, you sit guys, you lose the edge heading into the postseason. Jeff called it ridiculous. There's always people that say, team, you know, you guys got it locked up, so they rest guys, they lose some of their edge heading into the postseason. Would you buy into that?
I don't know what the specifics and all, how many teams have done it that won, but a lot of teams do it. You know, listen, we're not the first team to ever do it. It is what it is, you know. You rest us up, I guarantee we're going to be ready to fight here come Sunday, whenever, Saturday, whenever.
Suffice to say, 2 weeks from now, we're going to see a completely different Titans team than we saw today.
Like we said, those are reserves. We're playing with guys that, you know, they're getting a feel for it. You know, they haven't been out there for 16 straight weeks, 15 straight weeks. These are guys that we activated off of practice squad and guys that haven't played all the way through, and, you know, to give them a feel for the game. So if guys think that that's who the Titans are, obviously they haven't watched tight football all year.
Nice to have 10 out there for an extended period of time today.
You know, I was happy to see him out there. You know, it's good to see Vince back there doing his thing. You know, hopefully, you know, Vince just continues to get better and everything works out for us. And, you know, we go deep into the playoffs and he can win football and help us, you know, come off the bench and do what he has to do. You know, it's good to see him get out there again because he deserves it.